On Press Pass this week, Jim Fink of Business First discusses a potential expansion of a local summer destination and a growing perception of Buffalo as a destination for food tourism. But first, Jim Fink offers another stunning example of the growth of the city's real estate market.
In North Buffalo, Moreno Homes is building a subdivision, very suburban-style subdivision. It's called Colvin Estates. It runs between Colvin and Sterren, parallel with Taunton or St. Lawrence, depending on which way you want to look at it. It's along what used to be an old train tracks. In the first phase, there's 34 homes, 31 of which have already either been sold, closed, or under contract. Just in the month of December, let me throw a little number at you. 23 of those lots were closed. Those homes were built and closed. And the value of that, $6.7 million, which comes out to about $395,000 per house. That, to me, in a snapshot, really talks about just how hot the Buffalo, and specifically the North Buffalo, Delaware District real estate market is.
We look now to the north of Buffalo. We go to Art Park, where there's some thoughts about taking that facility and doing something with it that has never been done before.
When Art Park opened in 1974, it was designed and really built to be a summer seasonal destination. And they've certainly proven that. Their concerts on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the summertime certainly have proven that. But Sonia Clark, rightfully so, has looked around and said, we have 150 acres here, and we're really underutilizing them. And she's also looked around, and her board members, they looked around, and they said, there's other venues in the Northeast that have figured out how to expand their season.
Okay, so what are some of the possible ideas of this potential expansion into a 12-month destination?
Well, first of all, they're working on a long-term master plan with a lot of help from the UB Architecture Department, which is a good sign right there. And right now, they're throwing everything against the wall. They don't have a definitive plan. They probably will by the end of the year, maybe even sooner. But Sonia's talking about maybe building something more of an arts cultural center, maybe a smaller version of Albright Knox. She's talking maybe even building some trails in and around Art Park. There's a lot of potential. I mean, just Art Park right now with its seasonal schedule has about a $13 million economic impact, primarily in Lewiston and that part of Niagara County. So it'd be great if they could figure out a way to expand the season, because the economic impact, the spinoff of that, could be exponential.
Most certainly is an attractive piece of property.
It certainly is. I mean, you sit there on a summer night, you look overlooking the gorge. It is a very underutilized asset.
Let's talk tourism for a little bit here. You frequently come in with different developments inside this local tourism industry, which, once again, kind of like the rest of the region, continues to show sparks of growth.
Late last week, there was a tourism-based website called Thrillist, and they identified Buffalo as one of these secret foodie cities.
Really?
They sent a reporting staff here. They fell in love with, of all places, Ted's.
Okay.
They fell in love with restaurants like the Black Sheep, Toutant, the West Side Bazaar. They said, if you're going to go to Buffalo, wear a pair of loose-fitting sweatpants and expect to gain 5 pounds over the weekend.
You have a belief or an understanding that there really is something impactful about being on some of the many websites that are out there?
Absolutely. There is very tangible proof that when a website, whether it's Thrillist, Live and Eat, any of these things, put their stamp on your city, it translates to more what they call heads and beds. And the foodie travel is one of the largest growing segments within the hospitality industry.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thank you very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next month.